it's us again. Let's listen and talk about Record of Youth. Bye. Hello. We are back. So today we are recording episode, I don't know how many out of season 5. Well, actually just 3. Well, actually we're just on episode 3, and it's just because my memory suck as hell that I can't remember for the life of me. So today we're talking, yes actually, see, episode 3 of season 5. Woohoo! Today we recorded Record of Youth, that for the whole time we kept calling Run-On.
Yeah, the brain always wants to say Run-On.
And you're like, no, it's Record of fucking Youth. So, Record of Mother Freaking Youth. There. Show from 2020. Woo-hoo-hoo. Just 3-year-old. You know what? I'm giving ourselves a win. We did amazing. We're not that late.
Well, at least it's nothing from the 80s.
The 80s?
I don't know.
Oh my god, I'm not watching something from the 80s. Sorry, did you see already like some...
2000s, no!
Just beginning 2000, but not even. I was going to go to the 90s already. It's hurting.
No.
Like, sorry, but even beginning of 2000s is hurting already, so over there. So, okay, the category is romance. I'm like... We will there talk about some. It later. There is some, but for me, it's not the main point. For me, it's no. Much more like, well, finding, life, like, life short or life...
Finding your way.
No, like, the genre. Like, okay. Yeah, like, genre is, like, for them, they are seeing romance, but for me, it's much more like, lifestyle or life short or, like, you know, like, a moment in the life moment.
Lifespan.
Yeah, lifespan, thank you. But basically, like, it's just... Yeah, for me, romance, I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't see it as the forefront of the...
No.
Mm-mm. Of the whole show.
Because you see them struggling more than that there's romance, I would say.
Poor them. So, it's 16 episodes. It could have been shorter for me.
Yeah, for me as well. You could have done 12 out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Feel then like... it would have been much better.
I would have enjoyed it much more.
Mm.
Because then it would have been a bit more fast-paced. Because one of the major things that bothered us when we were watching it was how kind of slow it was. I know that life is not all the time like, bim, 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 bim. But at one point, I'm like, I need a tiny bit of it. Like, just...
Yeah, but we're watching a drama. I'm not watching them in real life, so...
No, but this is the point. It's like, this is a real-life kind of show, like a documentary, in a way. And I'm like... No, that's not working.
Mm-mm.
No, like you can't make a documentary of this. Nobody cares.
No.
So there, so...
Whatever, then, I mean, yeah. Then I would prefer then the 12 episodes.
Yeah.
And then in between in the episodes, you can say like 4 months later, 6 months later.
Yeah, you jump.
You jump spaces. So it's fine. I can read. It's not like, you know, I'm an imbecile, so...
No, yeah. But, like, it's just, like, I think they just wanted to make a screenshot of a moment in someone's life, basically. And to be like, this is Record of Youth. We're just recording what is happening in your life. And I'm like, yeah, thank you to remind me that my life is boring. That's basically it. Sorry, but I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, thank you.
The struggle of youth, yeah.
Yeah, it's a struggle Record of Youth. So it first went out, the first episode aired on the 7th of September, and the final episode was on 27th of October. Just,
okay.
But I have to realize that it's, of course, like, it's one episode a week, like, so, yeah, it's taking 16 episodes. Yeah, it's taking some time to go through them all. And the, of course, the program creator was Studio Dragon. That we like, most of them we really like what they do.
I like that show as well.
I like that show, it's just...
I really liked it, but at one point it slowed down to a degree where I was like, oh, can you move?
I liked the first few episodes. I think I'm from episode 5. That's the moment where I was like, move on. You know what I mean? I was like, I get it. Like, do something. You know? Because I think the first few episodes I was so... intrigued, I really wanted to know, I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, thing, like, woo, like, I was with them. And then it started to slow down, and to be like, look at this. This is what I do when I woke up in the morning. I brush my teeth. I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, great. Can, like, I don't need to know that.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, look at the beauty product that I'm using that you could use also, but with a discount of 50%. Like, I was like, oh my god, like, those ads sometimes, like, those, like, sponsored thing that, of course, like, for example, the hair dryer that she keep using.
Oh my god.
And we were like, I have an issue with this because it makes no sense. And I was like, who used, like...
Who uses such an hair dryer, yeah.
But anyway... Yeah, sometimes I was like, yeah, like, I get that you're sponsored by them, but can you make it less obvious? Because it's kind of hurting everything.
But yeah. Okay,
but it was not like, let me move my hand around so you can see the name of the water exactly, that I'm drinking. But still, I was... No, at least we didn't have. Cast-wise, so of course we have our national, incredible Park Bo Gum. He was adorable. I have to say, I adore Park Bo Gum. He has the nicest smile.
Mm.
Like, he has such a cute smile. He's adorable. And one thing I liked, it's like, in difference of any other drama, we have finally the point of view of the male lead. And all the time, like, sometimes we have her point of view, but it's not a focus on the female lead, which is most of the time what is happening in K-drama.
Yeah.
Where it's focus on the female lead, and then sometimes you have, like, moments of what is happening in the male lead lives, basically. But here was reversed.
You did not read the synopsis yet.
Oh, sorry! Oh my god, thank you for reminding me.
Because you went straight away to Park Bo Gum, and I was like, wait a minute, did we have the synopsis?
No, clearly there is no synopsis. The Park
Bo Gum. It's just a romance.
It's because it's Park Bo Gum. Let me talk about Park Bo Gum.
You can do this later.
Exactly. No, so synopsis is three young fashionistas.
Fashionistas?
Well, yeah, she's not really, but fair
enough. They work in the fashion industry.
Three young fashionistas are trying to make it big in the world of modeling. End of the synopsis.
What do they mean with three? Because it could be also Gino, you know, the photographer.
But he's a photographer. He's not trying to press in the model industry. He's a photographer. He can photograph whatever.
Yeah, but he's mainly in the model.
But no, I don't think they talk about him. I think they talk about our two male lead and her.
Ah, okay.
And I'm like, well, she's not trying to... She's a makeup artist, first of all, so fashionista. I'm like, fair enough, but not really. And then the two models, which is, yes, fair enough at that moment.
Slash yes. Aspiring actors.
Yeah, model slash actually, I'm doing modeling because I want to be an actor, but I don't want to model because I still need to pay my rent. Model. It's those kind of models. Yeah, but they look like Park Bo Gum. So yeah, he can be a model when he wants, actually. Can I talk to you about Park Bo Gum?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
Because the synopsis is not... Yeah, I'm sorry, we have to tell what it is about.
True. Sorry. Shame on me. Yeah, well, that synopsis is shit, I have to say, though. But it's basic, but I'm like, it would not... If I was reading it this, I would not want to watch it, though. But slice of life. So Park Bo Gum!
To come back to the topic.
To finally Park Bo Gum, that we have the same age, actually.
Oh,
he's,
yeah?
he's born in June, I was born in March, so technically I'm older than him, but we are Chingu.
Chingu?
We are Chingu.
But he doesn't know about it.
He doesn't know, but like, we will be Chingu in another life.
Well, probably he's weighing less than you, but he's taller than you as well.
Bitch. Yes. Yes, he is 182, by the way.
Yeah.
And yes, of course, more likely he's 60 kilos all wet. When he's all weight, he's 60 kilos. Otherwise, he's light as a motherfucking feather. Because it's Park Bo Gum. So Park Bo Gum, if you have slept, you have seen him in Love in the Moonlight, Encounter, Record of Youth, Replay 88, Itaewon Class, He made a cameo in Itaewon Class, but he was still there. He was cute.
5 minutes, yeah.
But you could see his beautiful smile.
Yeah.
Hello Monster... Hayori Homestay, A Youth of a Flower. It's not Boys of a Flower, it's Youth of a Flower.
He has it with youth, huh?
Yeah, Bridal Mask. Oh, this one was so cool. Wonder Days.
Which one?
Bridal Mask.
Ah.
The producers also, he was. And they are putting all the MMA that he went in which is funny. I'm like, yeah, but he did not, like, he came in, but that was it. There, he did quite a few, actually.
And what's with the moonlight thingy that...
Love in the Moonlight?
Ah, yeah, that is that one.
That's the one where we saw his actual, his, like, in the exhibition that we saw his handbook, and we were like, damn, he stole. And Finn, yeah. Like, they had his handbook in there, basically, yeah, of Love in the Moonlight. Beautiful! Mm. Beautiful handbook, and I was like, I'm this close off the fucking window from Paul Bogum. The essence of Paul Bogum.
Does it still smell after Paul Bogum?
We will never know, they were at last!
Did they ever wash it up?
I hope they did not! Keep the sweat in!
Wow.
That's okay. Disgusting.
No, that was a bit disgusting. God bless it, didn't have the undershirt.
No. But there, yeah, so...
And move on.
Let's move on from this. So Paul Bogum in Recall of Youth, he is... Actually, he is quite good. I really liked him in this one.
Yeah.
It's someone that you can really relate to. Of course, he is a model slash actor slash beautiful every day when I wake up. So of course it's not your normal dude in the street,
no,
but he's still relatable.
Oh, he's very relatable.
I adored him in this one. Mm. He's so sweet. You just want to hug him the whole time and give him chocolate.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I want to see him more in, because mainly that's all what he does or did.
This kind of cute characters.
Because in Reply 1988, he did the same.
Yeah, Love in the Moonlight, clearly same.
Also a bit the same. It's all the
but
same.
But he has the pretty face. It's easy to cast him in this. But I'm like we saw in the in Recall of Youth. At one point, he has a role as an actor because, of course, he's an actor. So he's playing an actor in a K-drama. So he's an actor playing an actor. But fair enough. But you see him at one point as an evil, and he was amazing!
I would like to see him more in a complicated
role. I would love to see him in a complicated role. After we did not see his latest one, which is Encounter.
No, okay.
I don't know what is his role on this one, but maybe he's playing a different role, but I don't have that much the feeling from what I got from that show.
Yeah, me too.
I have the feeling he's still kind of playing the lover boy.
Yeah, the cute...
And I'm like, you do love a boy amazingly, but give me, like, range. Because yeah, I'm sure you have it. Like, you have a beautiful smile, but you know what? You can use that beautiful smile as a psychopath, and I would still love you, Paul Bogum. Listen to me. I'm clearly really I have good advice.
It doesn't really need to be a psychopath. I wish he would have something like a troubled one, you know?
Yeah,
with
just like...
issues.
Yeah, yeah, just much more, like... They have a bit more depth than just like, ooh, I'm cute.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling a bit, but at the
and
end
I'm
of the day...
kind. No, I would like him to be more rebellious, you know.
He will be amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
stuff like that. Because
maybe,
he doesn't know how to...
Wait, we have a Casper that is trying to enter. Can you close my door, please? Yeah, you have to get up and... Thank you! Goodbye, Casper is the cousin of Casper.
Caster Sugar.
Exactly. Then our second lead.
I loved him.
He was adorable. I didn't had a single lead syndrome, and I don't think you had it either. The single lead syndrome, but he was cute, proper puppy. I just wanted.
He's beautiful.
And when he was appearing, I was like, damn, he can hold like. Against Paul Bogum, isn't it? Like, really. So we're talking about Byung Yoon Suk. He's actually taller than Paul Bogum. He's 87. Pompiloop.
Pompiloop.
And he's older. Also, we don't have the same age. So it's fun that in the drama they are the same age, technically. But actually, in real life, he's 31.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a young, technically, for Paul Bogum. So he played... Oh! He played in 20th Century Girl.
Oh, he did?
Yes! We did not watch it yet. We know that we are supposed to watch it. But we also know that it's the kind of movies that you want to jump by the window after. So we are not ready for it yet. He was in Moonshine, Flower Crew, Joseon. Oh, this one. The Flower Crew, Joseon that just came out, actually. He's in this one.
Oh, okay.
He's in Weightlifting Fairy. Oh, you should have seen the face of both of us, like... Perfect! Okay, he's in Search WW. Like three W's. Oh my god. Bob's is like, ah! One more! He's in Soulmate. He is in Mother Love. He's in, ah! He's in Moon Lovers! Well, after Moon Lover is historical drama, bitch. So, like, in Handbook, I'm giving myself a pass. Yeah.
Continue.
He's going to be in Strong Woman Gangnam Soon, so the prequel, sequel of the Strong Woman.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not
so he's going to be in this one. He's in Dear My Friends. He's in Live Up to Your Name. Then he worked Drama Stage, Midnight Runner, Welcome to Waikiki 2.
Oh, I haven't watched
so we do know what. He's also in Welcome to Waikiki.
I the first one? Where? How? Come? No.
Are we bad? We're so bad! Oh, he's in Ashfall, Suddenly, One Day, Million, One, and Secret Crushes, and that's it. That's his whole palmarès. He have worked. He is good. He's making his own bread. I don't know what I'm saying. He was nice, actually, also. Like, I thought that his character was going to develop differently than what he did. That he was going to turn into kind of, like, evil. But no, he stayed the cute-ass puppy that he was.
A true friend.
A true proper friend. And I was happy that at the end, actually, that show is not about that romance. It's much more about the bromance. And I'm all for the bromance.
Yeah.
I'm all for bromance, guys.
I like when the other friend, you know, the photographer,
yeah.
And they went eating, you know, drinking, eating, whatever they do.
Whatever.
When he told him, like, oh, yeah, he our Park Bo-gum felt the same.
Mm.
But he never told you, or I had not the time to dwell on it.
He didn't have the time to dwell on it. It's because you have the time to fucking dwell on it that you're like, oh, what about this? Like,
yeah,
shut the fuck up and just learn.
Blah, blah, blah.
I have to say, I did like that. I didn't really like his character, that third friend. Because he has, like, he's always in the middle of those two, but he's not sugarcoating anything, basically.
Yeah, that's why I love him.
He's going to be like, well, I'm calling you bullshit, but hey, fair enough. Listen to me, don't listen to me. Do what you want.
Yeah, he does it with them too, but then if he knows he will get...
He has to shut up, he is like, no, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like him a lot.
Yeah. No, he's really good. And that actress of second lead, basically, he's a kind of conciliator at the second lead. He was good. Like... But I was not... I don't think you developed the second lead syndrome over him.
No.
It was just like...
I didn't have anything for anybody.
Me neither. Like, of course, Park Bo-gum is beautiful, but then it's just because he's beautiful. But after, like, was I upset about when I was watching it? Was I really rooting or was I upset
no.
for any... No.
No.
I was like, oh, yeah, I am feeling like... You know what I mean? I'm like...
Yeah, for me it was more like, yeah, you do, because I know you can handle yourself kind of that way.
Yeah.
Both of them. So that's why I was like, oh, I'm not worried.
But normally, like, I'm rooting either for my... Well, most of the time for me, it's my first lead. Like, you, it's second lead most of the time, because you have those huge second lead syndrome, basically. But for me, I'm much more like... Even if I
didn't feel sorry for him this time.
I know.
Because for me, it was like, well, it is what it is.
There's life is life, basically.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah. But maybe that's the reason because of that show, you know, because it portrayed already something different. That you're not like, okay, that's life. Life sucks sometimes, so you make the best of it.
I think it's because it's exactly how it was. It was just like a slice of life. That's what I was looking for early. Slice of life!
Well, you said it already earlier.
I don't know.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But basically, like, it's just what is happening in real life. And for me... Yeah, fair enough. Sometimes I kind of want to have something that is a bit realistic, but am I looking something to remind me how sucky my life is? No, I don't need that. I need something that's bringing me outside.
In a way, I liked it how they portrayed it.
Which one? Who?
The show.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's a bad show. I'm just saying that for me, I had a big issue, and that's why I removed and more likely we removed point for different reasons. But for me, it was one of the main one where I was like, I know it's painful and everything, but I don't need someone to remind me that, hey, it's painful. I'm like, yeah, I already know. Thank you.
Yeah.
In a way, that's how I felt.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm watching drama to kind of get out of of this funk, basically. So don't remind me of it, in a way.
I mean, what I liked about this is kind of the, they showed the struggles of young people in their end of 20s.
Mm-hmm. When they're still looking for
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So my thing is, I like that show better than It, the one which also
yes.
had the same.
Not even yeah.
Same
kind I don't even
of perspective.
Them.
People did because it came out
yeah.
at the same time, kind
it's
of
true,
way
yeah,
in
yeah.
that time, and they, everybody said It, the one is better. Was better in portraying that struggle for young people, and they take
I don't agree.
Much more inspiration from it. And I was like, no, I would have taken inspiration more from
yeah
Record
from
of Youth
Record
if
of
I would have been that age time
in that moment. Yeah,
I'm not, so therefore I don't
I completely
care.
Agree with, because for me I, what I didn't like about Itaewon Class, because since it's the same thing, let's talk about it, but basically like Itaewon Class, my issue was that it was much more a revenge
yeah.
story.
Yeah, yeah. From first go till the end, just revenge.
And it was
revenge,
just revenge.
Revenge
and what
it's
can
like,
I
are
do
we
to...
still talking about this? Or
and,
yeah, clearly.
And what can I do to bring someone else's down? I'm like, it's not about the... Yeah, of course you're struggling, but the end goal is not the same. Like, for them, like, for me, I was happy in Record of Youth because at least it's kind of a positive show.
Yes.
It's so dark.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And for me, I can't, like, of course, I'm not, that's why for me, I was like, oh, I'm not even comparing them because I'm like.
I was annoyed with It, the One Class, because all the shit was,
yeah.
No, but I want to take my revenge. Oh, then just fucking take it and leave me alone.
Is
because...
I have to bring him down. I'm like, oh. Like, the good thing about Recall of Youth, and I have to completely agree with that, is like, those two, our first lead and our second male lead, basically, they are in the same industry, they are competing for the same position. But they are not taking it into the negativity and into really
yeah.
competition and be like,
with each other,
oh,
yeah.
I'm going to crush you even if you're my friend. No.
No.
There is not this. It's like, you know what? You're going to do your best. I'm going to do my best. And let's see.
But then still envy each other.
Maybe because it's also
which
the industry.
Normal.
Like, the
which
industry
is
like this.
It's a natural thing.
It's a natural thing. And the industry is like this. And fair enough. You know what I mean? It's like, because also, like, they are in the entertainment industry. Unfortunately, this is what it is.
Yeah.
But... Itaewon Class, what bothers me is, like, it's kind of the same, like, bullshit, but for me, what bothered me so much, it was like, I have to take him down, and I'm like, oh, fair enough you want to do this, but can you have another motivation of just, I have to bring the other shit down?
Yeah, on
can
both
it be
sides,
just because, like,
I
like that, I like this, I like cooking, because Itaewon Class was basically this, like, I like cooking, I want to, no. It was just like, ooh, he's in this industry, I'm going to become better than him.
Not only this, also a big company, for example, would not even care about
oh
the little
god,
one
yeah,
like
Oh my god,
yeah,
like, I'm sorry, like, do you think
oh
the McDonald's care about the about, care about the one that is next to, like, the next door that is
fish
struggling?
Fish and chip shop? No.
No, McDonald's does not care. He's like, yeah, I have the money, I don't give a fuck. Like, oh, he's upset with me?
Exactly.
At the moment, you don't steal my secret recipe, I don't
that's,
give a fuck.
That's where it was for me. That makes no sense.
Mm.
The whole shit makes no sense, and I gave up.
But yeah, it was just pride and everything. But if you want to hear all our opinion about it in my class, you have the episode, people! Oh my god, we
but
talked about
but in this case, I believed it, you know, because everybody...
I believed much more. Yeah.
Everybody has that struggle. I mean...
I believe much more Recall of Youth than Itaewon Class.
Mm,
and that's why I rank it higher than Itaewon Class.
Yeah, also the family struggles, because...
Yeah.
Okay, in Itaewon Class he had only himself, but there at least... here at least you have
yeah,
a family,
family
who pushes you or who criticizes you.
Yeah, but like in real life.
Like in real life, yes. And that's why I liked it more.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it was much more like portrait something that is much more realistic, and
yeah.
I don't... The only issue that I had with this is, like, because they were making it so realistic, it got a bit slow. And
yeah.
that was mainly the only issue I had with it, basically. But, yeah, of course, I liked it.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. But let's move on a bit, because we just talked about two actors, actually. So we have Park So-dam, actually, that is our female lead. She's adorable too, actually. So she played in Record of Youth, Captain Obvious, Special Cargo. She played in Parasite. She was the sister, the one that is teaching the English class.
Okay.
The sister, like, you know, the guy, the in that family, in that insane family that he's trying to bring up. So he is our lead, let's say, like that kid that we follow. That he has, and he's teaching classes to the rich kid,
Yeah.
And he's bringing his sister for English class specifically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's the sister.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There. That movie disturbed us. Painfully wise. So she was also in Cinderella in the Four Nights.
Yes.
Maybe.
No, she was the lead. You forgot the little girl.
Oh, yes! Oh, my God! I just saw the picture and now I'm like, oh, yeah, with the short hair. I could not recognize her. Oh my God!
That was
okay.
A good one now.
Perfect.
Usually that's me.
But this is happening all the time, guys. This is our daily life, basically. She's playing recently, 2023, so it just came out. A Phantom, actually, A Beautiful Mind, The Priests. Which one? Also, The Silence, My First Time, Veteran, Fukioka. Gamson Campaign, Ode to the Goose, Scarlet Innocent, The Throne, Still Cold Winter, The Vampire Lives Next Door to Us. Okay, that looks amazing. That looks interesting. Free Meal a Day, Mountain Village, Snowpath, The Royal Tailor, One on One. Basically, she has
worked. I haven't seen any.
But we watched one. Cinderella in the Four Nights. And you want to know what we think of Cinderella in the Four Nights? Listen to the episode. Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Probably the half already.
You don't know. Maybe there's a new guy and he's like, oh, what is this? And what are they screaming? What the... who? Itaewon, who? Listen. go back in time. Let's talk about the third guy, basically. The third lead. It was played by Kwon Soo-hyun. He's actually the oldest one out of the three. He's 36.
He played like that. He's the youngest, to be honest.
Actually, yeah. But I loved him. Mm. And yeah, he kind of played like he's the latest born. Like, he's catching up with those two friends. But he's adorable.
He is
so cute. He played in Cafe Minangang.
Which we still have to watch.
That we have watched. It's planned in the future. So don't worry. We're coming with this one. We're coming. We'll talk about it. He played in Abyss. You want to know what we think about this? He played in Habis. Think about it hard, but yes, he did. But if you ask me who, I can't tell you.
Okay, thank you for taking part in that show, because...
I think you're going to jump by the window, but he played in Doom at your service, too.
Yeah, but I have to say, I watched Doom at your service, but I was not so into it, so...
So you watched it without really watching it, okay.
No, I watched it, but it's like, also a bit long.
Ah, okay.
It's like, oh.
He played also in, well, it depends. It depends on how you call that show, but he played in 100 Million Star in the Sky, or The Smile Has Left Your Eyes. It depends on how you want to call that show, clearly, it seems, seems that it's there. He played in Crime Puzzle also. Dreams, Drama Stage. So he played with Pablo Gum again.
Oh, so they know each other.
The Q2. High Society, Rang Jungmin, Hello My Twenties, 2. And Youth Express. And Love Spoiler. And this is it. That's what he did. He did all. He did amazing. We love him. After, there was a lot of cameos. I don't really want to necessarily go by one-to-one. I'm just trying to find of one that I really want to speak about, because, of course, we loved him. We root for him. The cannot spill a little tear at the end because of him.
Grandpa.
Yeah. Han Jing-hye. He was... Oh.
Amazing.
I want my grandpa to be like him. Sorry, I want him as a grandpa. Can he adopt us?
No.
But damn it. Hotless. He's 73, actually. He's married, has a spouse, fair enough.
I assume so.
Well, Captain Obvious. He was born in March! 14th of March! His birthday is coming! So he's going to be 74 in 2 days. Yeah. So after where he played in Two Women's Room, Bride of the Sun, The One Love, New Tales of Ginsang, Victory for Tomorrow, Enemies from the Past, Hotelier, Wife, A Rose with Throne, Farewell, Pot of Gold, First Wife Club. Okay.
How do they come with these titles? Because Rose of Thorn. Well, a rose always has thorns.
Okay, you're going to have to let it go because it's from 79.
Still, okay, continue. I'm also like, what the title is this? Makes no sense. A rose has thorns.
Let it go, it's from 79. Never Twice I Was There, The Tripping of Youth, Jungori Is Here, Thrice Married Woman. What?
And continue. I mean, he's yeah, 70, yeah. over the, 70, the bride, so obviously he has a long
he has
career behind him.
He even played in My Sassy Girl, actually. And The Kingdom of the Winds? Okay. So yeah, he played in a few, and We Are Dating Now also. But he was adorable. Like, that grandfather, I was so happy that we had him in the show.
Supporting our Park Bogomi all the way. That was amazing when they...
He was so sweet. I kind of shed my tears at the very end in the last episode because of him. I was like, "Oh, Grandpa!" Like, so happy for him, basically. Really, really cute. After, like, the cast is huge. Of course, we have the mom, the dad, the brother.
Yeah.
And, of course, this is the... Because we only focus on his family much more than her family. And that's one part that we liked about that show. Is, like, he was much more focused on him.
I think he should also mention his manager.
Oh yeah, that's true. That we know from Hi Bye Mama. But I forgot. I closed everything. I don't have her.
I loved her as well.
She was fun. Yeah.
At least she was also the only one who supported him.
There, Shin Dong Mi.
Amazing woman.
Yeah, she's playing now. Like, recently she played in It's Beautiful Now, The Fabulous, actually, with a lovely Mina. She was in Hi Bye Mama, like we said. She was in Liver or Die. Not Live or Die. Liver or Die. I'll let you imagine what it is about.
I keep my liver, thank you.
Exactly. The Kid 2, actually, she was in Witch Castle also, but some... Still the Fate, Family Secret, Father, I Will Take Care of You, She Was Pretty, Dr. John, Cinderella and the Four Knights, of course she was.
Okay, whatever.
No, she was, I think she was the stepmom at that moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well then, she did well.
Yeah, you don't recognize her, which is upsetting because you're like, oh. But fair enough. The Good Detective, she's also... There, it's perfect because she keep talking about The Good Detective, but now she's like...
Yeah, but do you know how many people are in there?
Don't worry, we're watching it soon in that season 2, so you're not really... she played in a lot of drama, actually, like really a lot. Like, almost as much as The Grandfather.
Yeah.
So, she played also in Find Me in Your Memory. She played in... I'm trying to say the most popular one in a way. Yeah. sorry. Oh, but she was in Drama Stage with Paul Bogum and the other one, like, Drama Stage! More likely it was a TV show, right?
Yeah,
because it doesn't sound But there. So there, the cast was pretty good. I have to say, like, they were all believable. I did not find that anyone was out of place. They were all annoying. The one that needs to be annoying was annoying.
Yeah.
Paul Bogum cried amazingly well.
Oh, yeah, on the bed, you remember?
I was like, don't cry! I'm coming! You need a hug! Come here.
And seriously, I could believe that he was really crying.
I am
he
too.
Was really...
Good crier again. We have good criers lately, I have to say.
Hmm.
Like, if they need to cry, I'm like, I believe that you can cry, hun. That you're crying because you're sad of the situation that is happening right now, basically.
There will be a moment where there's no good crying.
Hmm. I can't wait so you can finally hear her.
Yeah, I hope so too, because I want to shred some stuff as well sometimes.
Yeah, me too. I'm tired of being positive.
Yeah, me too. It's pissing me off.
We are always positive lately. That is coming, negative.
You know, yeah, no, you want to bitch a bit, you know.
But yeah, but we have not. There are good shows. Unfortunately, we're selecting good shows. I think we learned from hijacking an eye. Never again!
Literally, we did. Because I said, like...
Oh, that was a lot of time.
I stopped that entire shit.
Yeah, I think we really continue because it was the two of us watching. Like, we forced it.
So...
But anywho, after music-wise, I actually like the theme song of music-wise. It was not that powerful, like I was not bothered by it, or the music was good. Like, I'm not going to go fetch for it and listen to it, like the one in E2One class, for example, which I did, which is the only positive thing about E2One class, music. Even the song in Nevertheless. Like, I'm not going to necessarily go fetch for that song, but it was a good song. I'm not upset about it. It's not the latest track that I'm going to listen nonstop. Like, it won't be in my Spotify review, but it's fine. It was good.
Yeah, that one song, if you hear it or not hear it, makes for me no difference.
Exactly.
And otherwise, there was nothing else, really.
No, we didn't have a moment where they stopped talking and we had music, basically.
Yeah, it's only when he was playing piano, Park Bo Gum was singing. That was the only thing. Because I know...
Yeah.
That he does play the piano in real life and sings as well, even on stage.
But so, because he can do everything. If you ask him to operate your heart, he's doing it too.
He can
also
do that as well.
Oh, of course. Mm. In his sleep.
Yeah?
Yeah. Park Bo Gum is like this.
He's the nation's son.
He does everything. But there, so... After otherwise...
Good show. Watch it.
Yeah, it's a good show. No, really. It's a good show. You would not lose your time watching it. For me, no. I do not. It
if
was
you want
cute.
Some inspiration, like, you know, feel better and so on. And
I will say
I
yes.
It's
kind of
inspirational.
Feel good vibe. Yeah. It's because you see that even if they struggle, they still manage to succeed at the end. Like, in different ways. In different, like, maybe not the way that they thought they were going to, but they still do it. And
that's life is... Unfortunately,
and also, it's maybe you're planning to have, like, to do something specific, like, you have a project in mind or anything, but it will come when time will come. Like, when time is right, if you continue...
If you're really determined and pursue it, then
it will come to you at one point. Otherwise, well, no, if you give up, of course, it's going to give up on you, but, yeah. But it's cute, and plus you get to see Park Bo Gum, and he's cute in this one. With his and one thing that does make me laugh is that at the really beginning they are kind of forcing him to go to the army, and it's funny because it's the show that he did right after coming out of the army in real life, and it was so cute because I was like, damn, like, you just came back, you have
back
to go back, like, like, you just came back, I'm going back, no.
I don't want to go back.
I already did 2 years, leave me alone.
I have to say, I loved his haircut, the undercut.
That was so nice. I was kind of afraid because, he just came out. But actually, they managed to really do it in the nicest way. I even liked it better when he turned into full black, when they changed his hair color within the show. I really liked it.
Yeah, I liked that.
It was a nice haircut for some reason. That was suiting him really well.
Yeah, I wish he would keep it. I know in Encounter
he has
longer
hair.
I don't know how I feel about that yet.
I'm not that sold on it.
Yeah, thank you, me too.
I'm like, I
have to see the show.
Yeah, I have to see because more likely it's matching with the character. They would not have put him long hair if it was not matching with the character, but yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's the same like the dude from... strong woman. What's the name?
Strong fairy, lifting fairy, or strong woman?
Yeah,
by strong woman.
Yeah, and the male lead.
Ah, him. Yeah.
Mm. So, Park Min,
whatever his name is.
Exactly. Sorry, I love you. I know you and happiness, and you looking hot there as well. After
we know you. We love you. I used to listen to your group when you were in the K-pop band. I love you.
But I can't imagine him also with long hair.
Oh my god! Yeah, that would be awful.
You know?
With that kind of rat tail. Ah!
No. I mean, now I'm watching...
Well, specifically, he has a manly man body. So I'm like, it would not match. Imagine you remember in Secret Garden, her boss, basically, he has those kind of long hair. Mm-hmm. That's matching really well on him. But I'm like, that's only on you guys. Because if you put that haircut on that dude that we were talking about. Yeah. No.
Park Min whatever.
Whatever. I think his name is Park Min.
Yeah, Park Min Yeet. Park Min Kick. Park Min something. But we love you nevertheless.
Well, yeah. Every time I see you, I root for you.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't know your name.
Exactly. I know only it's Park Min and that's it.
Well, after you're not taking that much of a risk to call him Park, actually. I'm like, sorry, but like...
Could have been a Kim as well.
More likely it would be a Kim.
No, he's a Park.
No, he's a Park.
He's a Park.
Yeah, it's a Kim Lee Park. If you have a choice, you're lucky.
Hmm. Because his new one is out, so I'm watching that at the moment.
But... Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, so basically, like, no, it's a good show. After, for the different reason, for me, I rank it a 7 out of 10.
Also 7.
But just because for me, I was like, I get the point of slice of life and we show you just what is happening. Fair enough. But for me, it was a bit slow.
A bit too slow.
Like, specifically on some episodes, nothing was really happening. It was just like, oh, look, my life is going like this. And I'm like, okay, great. But nothing moved on, basically. Well, nothing... I know that not everything needs to move or nothing needs to happen. But I'm like, we are on a TV show. I don't want to... Like, if everything's going well, fair enough. But then bring something that is new to the... Because we had some episode where really nothing was happening.
Firstly, nothing really happened. I would also have liked to have the, you know, the old agency guy. The previous agency guy.
Yeah.
To see a downfall and then also
a
maybe
downfall,
but firstly also see a scandal, a proper scandal with Park Bo Gum where it comes out like was mistreated. Like it's in real life, you know, when Dispatch is finding something out.
Finally Dispatch doing a good work, yes.
Finding that, oh, he was mistreated in that agency and then, you know, he has to hold a press conference,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
I would have loved this.
Mm.
Actually, I would have loved a proper downfall for that dude.
Much more than
the actor.
What they did there, you know?
Yeah, like that the actor that he was taking care of after the old agency, basically, that he was taking care of Park Duno or whatever.
Dua. Park Dua.
Like, I was like, I don't care if he's following him. I want you to fall. Like, your actor pull him, he's just have the wrong manager, basically. But you deserve to motherfucking down.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
I mean, the right people put together, for sure.
But yeah, then, yeah, yeah, but like...
I would have loved it because then also his failure would also accumulate in that actor's failure because he's
exactly.
an asshole. You know, that would have
No, definitely. For me, I would have loved to have something that we did not have that year.
Mm.
And that's one of the... I completely agree. And I'm like, I wish we had
drama,
something.
You know?
Yeah, because
you could have outplayed it a bit. They could have outplayed it a bit more.
Exactly, because we had nothing, like drama-wise, nothing.
Yeah,
there was not really drama.
Oh, is he gay? Is he not? Which text message? And I was like, oh, I'm already.
Oh, that
so
whole
done
that whole
with
thing
this.
We had like for four episodes. That whole thing, and I was like, that could have been sorted in one. Do you realize?
Not
this?
Only this, it was also boring. Nobody cares about that.
Oh my god, I did not like. And the only thing also in that whole thing about like, yeah. So you don't know, but of course, like. We don't want to really enter into detail if you're watching, but at one point there is rumors that is he gay or not, and I'm like, actually, why do we care? My whole reasoning also was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if he is or not, in a way. And what I did not like in those episodes is how homophobic some of the things they were saying. And I was like, I have an issue with this. I know that Korea is less open than other countries, but I had an issue with that.
That didn't bother me that much, but for me it was more like...
It was not...
Less like...
I was not upset, I was not screaming and turning out table, right? But I was just like, like, I was from a show from 2020, you see what I mean?
I found the issues a bit underwhelming, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a drama, give me drama.
No.
Like, even ridiculous bit one.
Yeah.
You can do it. Because
like,
it could take it, you know what I mean?
You could take it, like, so much further, and it was just staying, like... Surface level.
Oh, yeah, it was like...
Everything
oh
was surface
God.
Level.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Even their main relationship. Even their relationship was surface level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing even in their relationship. Like, you didn't have proper issue, proper fight, proper, like, jealousy crisis. It was like, oh, you're jealous? No. Oh, but okay. I'm like,
this... what? Also...
Like, it was nothing. Nothing was really, like... Well, yeah, surface level. Nothing.
No, I find also... Yeah, well, I agree. But I found also, you know, when they... What I did not understand. You are popular.
Yes.
And you think you can still, firstly, ride a bus.
Oh yeah, I'm riding the bus while popular as fuck. He is the first, he's the first actor of Korea, and he's still riding the bus. No face masks, no cap, nothing. Like
no
like
glasses.
This, and not being bothered. Like, yeah,
not
right.
Being bothered, not being followed, and then also
no stalker.
Exactly, no sesangs.
Oh my god, yes. Where are they?
And also reporters like dispatch. Not following you around, and you don't having a date on the Han River and all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're telling me this? And which you
like? Yeah, it's true that his term of liberty. I'm like, damn, he managed to escape like a bloop, bloop, like he appeared, disappear. Like they lost him so easily. Like
yeah.
I'm like, in a way, you had an easy celebrity life.
Exactly.
Because so, you have no stalker. You have no sensing that send you like your blood letters or whatever. You don't have those paparazzi that are following you every piece and are not like stalking your whole family.
Exactly.
I'm like, you have just a few colleagues of your brother that is like, can I have an autograph? Which happens no matter what. But that's it, basically. Like, yeah easy way.
Yeah, so I did not buy that.
That's
much.
The thing. It's like, that's why it was like, you want me to make me believe that it's kind of like real life happening. And I'm like, so where is all
just
of this?
Just because all of a sudden he gets gift sent to the agency, I'm not buying that.
No, yeah, no.
You know either. What I mean? Like,
and like, it was only positive for him, in a way. Like, of course,
yeah.
He had some bad comments, but even this was sorted so peacefully, easily.
Yeah.
Like,
and but they wanted to make us believe that it was not easy.
It was huge.
Easy. Yeah.
And
but
I'm like, no, because like
they didn't put that across much.
No,
like, okay.
No, because we are in the cancellation area, basically. Like, if that was happening in real life, it would be like investigated really thoroughly and properly. It would be like you will hear so much about it, much more, and people will really ask him to be cancelled, all those kind of things. You know what I mean? Like, but no. But yeah, after it was a cute show, we rank it 7 out of 10. It was cute. Nothing less to say, basically.
No.
But
I mean,
am I going to rewatch it? I'm not that sure.
No, me not.
Like, I'm not that sure, and that's why I put it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, am I going to rewatch it? No.
So actually,
am I going to keep a good memory of it? Yes.
Yes. So the fact is, you either watch it or you don't miss out on anything.
But unfortunately, yeah. But do watch it.
Do watch
it's
it.
It's a good show for Bubblegum. If you're fan of Bubblegum, it's a good show to watch.
Yeah, watch him. Because I know people said it's not that great. Like, the reviews were not that great.
Mm.
Like, it won't glass hype.
Yeah, but I preferred this one than either one.
I prefer, yeah. Mm.
But that's my personal thoughts. That's my personal thoughts. So there.
You can share your thoughts after you watched it.
Yeah, please do. Join us.
Yeah.
Next show that we're watching is actually fresh new. It just came out of the oven. It's Love to Hate You. So there. So we're watching this one. It seems funny. We don't know. We hope it is. Stay tuned. We're coming back. Maybe not now, but we're coming back.
Soon.
Alright, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy your life. Watch K-drama. Go pet a dog. And don't talk to strangers.
Go to bed.
And go to bed early.
Bye.